Good morning.
Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord this day? We'd like to welcome everyone to our service here at Asbury United Methodist. My name is Don Shipley. I'll be assisting in worship service this morning. Special welcome to our guest. We're so thankful that you've chosen to worship with us today, and we pray that you feel the Spirit of the Lord in our worship service. I do remind everyone, this is one of three services that we have here at Asbury, and we encourage those to investigate our church and look at our website that you can see on the bulletin page, our website address. Look at that. Look at the videos of the other services. There's a lot to review and understand and love about Asbury. We also encourage you to fill out the attendance pads at the end of each pew. That's members and guests, so we can also have a record of your attendance. So I call your attention to the bulletin for the announcements. There will be an announcement in a few weeks that is promised to completely change the Asbury program. That sounds pretty exciting and maybe a little ominous. The only detail being leaked out at this time is that it's for all ages from 9 to 99. So stay tuned. That announcement's coming. It'll be an exciting year for us here at Asbury. Also note the early enrollment for ACCDC's fall registration. Open registration will begin next month, so don't miss this opportunity to set aside just for current students and members of Asbury. The Faith Family Dinners are back this Wednesday night, January the 17th. There's an insert in the bulletin. Please try to fill that out, put it back in the bulletin, back in the offering plate, so we can have a kind of an understanding of how many folks might be here. It's a wonderful time to fellowship. The actual Wednesday night activities, some of those will take place after the dinner, but the lessons and things will not begin for about a month. But we're going to start back with the dinners and have fellowship on Wednesday night. So please feel free to come and join us and reserve your place for that activity. Please look on the back of the bulletin. Well, I thought I had it prepared. A lot of activities in Asbury United Methodist Church. It's an exciting time in our church. We're alive, a lot of opportunities to serve, and we encourage you to participate and find your place in the church to feel God's blessings. At this time, I invite everyone to greet each other and pass the peace of Christ. God's voice speaks to our chaos, echoing in our empty hearts, gathering us together to remember our baptism. God's voice flows like the living waters of grace, our new beloved, resounding in our souls. God's voice stirs the waters of baptismal hope, calling us to bearers of peace in the world of broken hopes. Please remain standing and join us in the hymn of praise. This is the Spirit entry now. Good morning. Remain standing as we repeat the affirmation of our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into the heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Bunch of bright faces this morning. Isn't that great? We've got a wonderful group here. Sometimes when you see a person for the first time, what do you say? What's new? Have you ever heard of that? You ever say, what's new with you? Have you all gotten something new for Christmas? What did you get that's brand new?
A Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo. What did you get?
A Nintendo Switch.
Another Nintendo. Anything else? What do you want to say? Anybody want to say what they got special for Christmas? What?
Puppies.
A real puppy? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's great. A live puppy. Anybody else get something special?
Karaoke machine.
Oh, wow. Well, bring it up here. The choir would like to use it. Okay. Well, I got something special from a very romantic husband. A cast iron skillet. I'm going to make some great cornbread with that. I'll tell you what. Looking forward to it. Well, there are other things that can be new, like a new year. We have a new year, don't we? And in a new year, sometimes you make new resolutions, right? Something that you want to do better than you did last year, that's a good thing to think about. If you had lived long, long time ago in Jesus' day, there was a man that went around and told people to be aware of what they had done wrong. His name was John the Baptist. And he said, if you ask for forgiveness of your sins, I will baptize you, and you will be a new person in Jesus. So he would take them down to the River Jordan, and he would dip them in the water. And when they came up, they were a new person. And I think Reverend Mary's going to talk a lot about that today. Anyway, I want you to remember that the new year can bring new things if we believe that Jesus has come to save us. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much that Jesus lived, died, and rose to save us. Thank you so much. Amen.
Let's go.
as we lift our lives and hearts to God in prayer. Please remember those that are listed in our bulletin: Betty Wyatt, Charles Ward Sr., Jean Beth Hill, Bob McInturf, Dave Mackey, and the family and friends of Mildred Bradley. We also have an addition to our prayer list that's not listed in the bulletin: Brother Lonnie Baker. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the creator of all things, and through your Son, all things were created, and nothing was created other than through him. You sent him to earth to live among us, to teach us, and to show us the way to you, the Father. When he was baptized, the power of the Holy Spirit descended on him. We see the Holy Trinity in this holy sacrament of baptism. On this day of remembrance, let us not forget the power in us through your Holy Spirit, that we are connected to your Son Jesus through the Spirit, and it is the Spirit that ministers to us in all times, even during our times of joy and our times of sorrow. In our baptism, we acknowledge the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. This great act of sacrifice draws us all together in union of fellowship with you. Father, we thank you for being counted your children and for your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As our ushers come forward for our morning offering, let us remember the blessings in our life that the Lord has given us. Let us pray. Father God, you are a great provider. We look to you for all blessings, for they are perfect and good. We thank you for the tithes and gifts given today and ask that you multiply them to reach the uttermost parts of this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing and join in our hymn of meditation, Wash, O God, Our Sons and Daughters, number 605.
Thank you. Won't you please be seated? Before I read the scripture, I just want to say to Val, I'm kind of thinking Tony went to the same University of Romance. He was so thoughtful to give me a tiny little diamond drop when Katie was born. And Katie wears it every day. I gave it to her on her 21st birthday. That was on that very first Mother's Day when I was a mother. The next Mother's Day, I went from diamonds to dustbusters. So I relate. Time to send them back to school. A different one. Let's look at the Gospel of Mark this morning and go to the fourth chapter as we find verses 37 through 40. May each of us be blessed and nourished as we read and hear this word of God recorded in the Gospel of Mark, the fourth chapter, 37 through 40. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" The word of God for the people of God. So you may find that a somewhat strange passage to read on the baptism of our Lord Sunday. Water. Water has taught us to respect it. It has tremendous power. Many find water accessible, take it for granted. Others may walk hours, even a day, to receive it. When I was in college and taking a psychology course, our professor lectured to us one day on interpreting dreams and said that quite often in our dreams we will have images of water. And if our life is experiencing a bit of turmoil or conflict, chances are we may dream of rushing waters, of churning waters. And he said, likewise, it's true that if we're experiencing some calm in our lives, we may picture in our dreams a babbling brook, a simple ripple of water. A good leader can be a circuit breaker for anxiety, circumventing the situation before the system, if you will, goes to overload. A good leader knows to back away from turmoil for a moment, to breathe, to pray. And in that stepping back and in that spiritual pause, makes the decision to respond rather than react. On airplanes, what's one of the first instructions that the stewardess offers? If we hit a bit of turbulence, if we hit a bit of distress, get the oxygen mask from above you and place it over your face. Well, for the disciples, Jesus, don't you know, had always been their built-in security. He had always been for them that accessibility to take care of them, to give them that calm presence in their lives, to short-circuit their anxiety. Now, Jesus knew this, and he desperately wanted the disciples to know this, to practice this. Perhaps that is why Jesus seems to be a bit miffed with the disciples in this passage. They are traveling by boat, and a windstorm arises. If you've ever been on a boat, there's a difference in the wind shifting, and you change tack perhaps, or a windstorm, and you're feeling as if you're losing control of your vessel. We've read this story so many times, and we try to imagine what it might be like. We feel for a moment perhaps the fear in the disciples. We try to imagine at night and what that added to the dimension of fear. The darkness of the sea. The boat is a fishing boat. It's not of any great strength, more than likely. So the wind is making it teeter-totter almost uncontrollably. And waves are now slapping in water into the boat. Picture that. And the boat begins to weigh down with the water inside. The situation is looking rather grave, and at a loss as to what to do next, the disciples rush to Jesus, who is sleeping in the back of the boat, and they're completely panicked, and Jesus is just sleeping peacefully through this whole thing. So they wake him up, and they scream to him, "Don't you care? Don't you care that we're about to die?" Well, I don't care how deep a sleeper you are. If somebody's screaming in your ear, you're going to wake up. And Jesus wakes up. And Mark says these words: "He rebuked the wind, and the wind died out immediately." Immediately is one of Mark's favorite words. Mark uses the word immediately 43 times in his gospel. You see, Mark understands the urgency for people to believe in and hold Christ in their minds and their hearts. So Mark says, the wind died out immediately. A dead calm covered the lake. We sometimes feel fear when a dead calm comes around too. Think about storms. Tornadoes often happen right after that calm. That dead calm. So at that moment, you just kind of wonder if Jesus turns around and goes back and lies down again. But before doing that, he says with, we can imagine frustration in his voice, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" So as we read that, we understand then that from almost the point that he has met them, they've had little or no faith. But they have been with him quite a while by this time. They've witnessed wonders and miracles and healings. They've heard wisdom beyond their comprehension. And even at this point, they're showing no faith. Now, to me, the most fascinating point of this whole story is a detail that Mark includes. He says that Jesus was asleep on the cushion. The cushion of the boat was a very important place in the boat because it was located right next to the crude rudder that would steer and lead the boat. So, not only is Jesus asleep, you could almost say he's asleep at the wheel. You feel a bit more empathy perhaps for the disciples, knowing that here's the one that was supposed to be guiding them, not only spiritually but physically in this boat, and he's asleep. And they don't understand. But remember what I said about the quality of a good leader? Jesus realized the most important thing for him to do in a storm was to remain calm. Think about the storms in Jesus' life in which the attribute, the ability to remain calm, was of great service to him. He remained calm in his temptations and his hunger. He remained calm when the crowd tried to throw him off of a cliff. He remained calm so often. That's who he was. That's what you would expect from the Prince of Peace. Adding to Jesus' earlier frustration may have very well been his understanding that the disciples had it within themselves to be calm as well. They were with Jesus. But think over and over how the disciples just seemed to throw their hands in the air, even in the presence of Jesus, because they simply don't know what to do. They're excitable. They do not understand that Jesus gives them the power to practice the same peace that he has within his soul. At times in our lives, swirling amidst our own sea of trouble, we can easily convince ourselves to quickly give up. But if our response is elicited by fear alone, then we are following a formula in which we are destined to fail. This is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. As baptized believers, we are called to be changed. We are called to be renewed. We are called to be peacemakers, peace livers, and peace givers. There's always joy for me when we baptize someone. A pastor had a question by a little boy once. He said, "Preacher, when can I be baptized?" I like that very, very much because it sounds to me that the little boy, in his own wisdom, understood baptism to be somewhere between birth, when we emerge from the water of the womb, and new birth into eternity when we fly to Jesus in the rapture. when can I be baptized? We have the opportunity to remember our own baptism in just a few moments. If you've been lifelong Methodists, cradle Methodists, if you will, you may remember your baptism through pictures. I know I do. You may remember your baptism through stories. Those make our baptism memory alive. Others were baptized later on in life and have the memory of it. But the most important memory is the memory of Jesus Christ that he has for us in our baptism. And the memory that we have that we are baptized unto Christ. So if our emotional life is depicted in storms and tossing and churning waves, then surely our spiritual life should also be depicted in images of calm. What are those images for you? Images for me are feeling the touch of the hand of Jesus on my shoulder. Steady now, steady now. We got this. I'm with you. Another image is lightly falling snow. Looking at it is so calming. When Tony and I had our property out in the woods, one of our favorite things, what we couldn't wait to do after the snow was coming, was to walk the trail in the woods. Beautiful. We may have a chance to walk in some snow tomorrow night. Be careful. I love to see a butterfly getting nectar from one flower to the next, to the next. So free. Just flitting around. What is your image of being calm? And do you ever focus on that as a technique or a tool to kind of calm your spirit for a moment? I invite you to find that image. Now, baptism certainly encourages a life of practicing calm, but it just doesn't guarantee that life will always be calm. But as followers of Christ, we look to Jesus to feel that calm inside, to steady us through those times that feel less than calm. Look at Jesus. He was baptized by his cousin. It was a family affair. His cousin John the Baptist baptized him. And God showed up in a big way and affirmed his love for his son. This is my beloved son of whom I am well pleased. Immediately following this glorious moment in the life of Jesus, what happened? What happened? He was thrown into the wilderness to face the temptations of his life. Here, you're hungry after 40 days? Sure you are. Turn these stones into bread. You've got the power. You can do it. And let me take you up here and show that you can have all of this. Let me show you the world. You can have the world. And the power, you can have all the power in the world. Just say the word. He faced the fight of his life, the fight of his soul, and Satan was relentless. Power, fame, food, all of it, the same kinds of lures, my friends, that the world is constantly jabbing us every day. I mean, can you say your life is easier because you follow Jesus? If it's not any easier, why don't you do this? Why don't you buy that? Why don't you go here, go there? Nowhere in the Bible does it say that if we believe in Jesus, life is easy. Nowhere. But it says over and over how blessed it is. So you want easy? disposable, dispensable kind of living, temporary, temporal? Or do you want blessed in just infinite ways and eternal ways? As we come forward for a few moments to reaffirm our baptism, or if there's anyone here today who's not been baptized and wants to be baptized, what a glorious thing that would be. I invite you to experience in a moment of remembrance and feel free to pray at the rail. Experience a moment of remembrance of what having Jesus in your life has done for you, how your life has changed. And in that next moment, try to imagine your life not knowing Christ. Can you? Would you want to remember that or think of that? This is a time to be thankful. God is saying in our baptism, I love you and I created you and you are mine. And as we renew our baptism by touching the water and remembering it, it's our way of lifting to the heavens a message, oh God, I love you too. And thank you so much for giving me and all of these believers your Son Jesus Christ and eternal salvation. For Lord, you are ruler of my heart, not the world, but you are ruler of my heart. So let's remember Jesus our Lord today. Let's remember the power and the calm within our baptism. And through the grace of Jesus Christ, let us remember the power available through the Holy Spirit. Because that's what we encounter when we remember the grace of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism and be thankful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. During the singing of our final hymn today, this is a day of new beginnings, singing verses 1 through 4. I will invite each and every one of you to come forward and touch the water which I offer. Linger in prayer as you'd like as we stand and sing 383.
Thank you.
and carries forth the light of Christ. And as we have all renewed and remembered our baptism, may we go forward in the grace that Jesus Christ gives to us and carry the light of his love to all we meet. Let us go in the peace of Christ. Amen.